With the legislature scheduled to gavel out on Sunday, lawmakers seem determined not to have to go into special session. Although there is some talk of extending the session for a few days to tie up loose ends. APRN's Alexandra Gutierrez has had to endure some late nights and early mornings this week.
Around 1 a.m. on Friday, the House passed a bill that would put the Kinnick Arm Bridge project under the control of the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation. So I was up for that. Basically, the point of doing that is to scrap the current management of the project and put it into the hands of people they trust. That corporation just finished shuttling through the in-state gas line project, and Democrats jokingly referred to the agency's head as the Republican czar of competence. The thing is, though, there's some truth to that. He's known as being sort of a closer when it comes to mega projects, and he's not expected to go through with something if it's seen as uneconomical. I guess continuing on the theme of late nights here, there is a vote scheduled for that in-state gas line project tonight. It's already passed through one body, and it's expected to go through this one as well.
And of course, you're talking about Dan Fauske, the head of Alaska Housing Finance Corporation.
That's correct, Lori.
Alexandra, for the past few years, Governor Sean Parnell's top priority has been to bring down taxes on oil companies with the intention of spurring more production. Did he get that done?
Well, right now where things stand is a debate is scheduled for tomorrow on the House floor. The bill was moved out of its last committee of referral last night, and the version that they put forth was seen as kind of a document that might please some of the swing votes in the Senate. It's expected to cut taxes on oil companies at about $3.5 billion over the next 5 years at currently projected forecasts. But one of the big problems in this whole discussion is there's been so little certainty in what it would actually do. Democrats came out with a Department of Revenue document yesterday that showed that it could cost a lot more than that if ConocoPhillips only expects a 3% decline instead of the number the state's currently using. Other state documents have shown that if a version of the governor's tax bill were applied to last year's taxes, it would have cost the state about $2 billion in revenue. Some legislators wouldn't mind that. They see that as a way of making Alaska more attractive to oil companies. That's been a buzzword we've been hearing a lot. But that number is a bit too big for some Republicans in the center who don't think that Alaska needs to be quite supermodel attractive to change the investment climate.
The governor has also made a push to change the way the state handles permits. One of his bills that would have affected water rights and made it so that individuals can't get their own water reservations was expected to get a vote this week. Where do things stand with that piece of legislation?
Well, that bill has been on the calendar pretty much every day this week. It passed out of committee after getting a lot of opposition from folks in Bristol Bay and people in the fishing industry. They describe it as a bill that would make it easier to go ahead with Pebble Mine. It doesn't look like it's going to get a vote this session. Talking to a few people, it sounds like it's effectively dead. One senator wanted an amendment that would guarantee protection for salmon streams. Another just wants more time. But basically, because this is a governor's bill and not any single legislator's bill, there isn't really anyone willing to kind of force this through at this point. If it's going to cause a hard vote, leadership has other items they'd rather put their energy into at this point.
Thanks, Alexandra, for checking in with us and giving us that update.
My pleasure, Lori.
APRN's Alexandra Gutierrez reporting from Juneau.